Alright folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Your daily dose of inspiration, delivered with a side of real talk and maybe a sprinkle of sarcasm because let's face it, life can get serious. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you unlock the inner champion, whether you're crushing it on the field or just trying to conquer Monday morning. Today we're diving deep into something fundamental. Building confidence through self-reflection. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you're capable of so much more but something's holding you back? I'm betting that something, my friends, is often rooted in a lack of self-awareness. It's easy to get caught up in the noise of external expectations and comparisons, but true confidence comes from within. So how do we build that inner fortress? How do we silence the doubts and become the best versions of ourselves? It all starts with taking a good hard look in the mirror, not with judgment, but with curiosity. Takeaway hash 1. Identify your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities, even if they seem small or insignificant. Take some time to really acknowledge what you're good at. Is it your determination? Your creativity? Maybe it's your knack for making people laugh. Write those strengths down. Seeing them on paper can be a powerful reminder of your capabilities. Takeaway hash 2. Embrace your weaknesses. Now, this one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Owning your weaknesses is actually a sign of strength, not weakness. It shows that you're willing to be vulnerable and grow. Instead of shying away from them, ask yourself, what can I learn from these challenges? How can I turn them into opportunities for improvement? Remember, even the greatest athletes have areas they work on constantly. Takeaway hash 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic, the one that whispers doubts and negativity, it's time to call it out. When you catch yourself thinking those harsh, limiting thoughts, stop and question them. Are they really true? Are they serving you? Replace those negative narratives with positive affirmations. Believe in yourself, even when things get tough. Takeaway hash 4. Set realistic goals. Setting ambitious goals is great, but make sure they're achievable. Break down big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. Each time you accomplish a goal, no matter how small, it builds momentum and confidence. Celebrate those victories along the way, they add up. Takeaway hash 5. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can have a huge impact on your mindset. Focus on what you're thankful for, your loved ones, your health, even just a beautiful sunrise. This shift in perspective can help you feel more positive and confident overall. Think about that athlete you admire. The one who seems unstoppable. They got there through consistent effort, self-belief, and yes, lots of reflection. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's always doubted her abilities. She compares herself to other artists, thinking she's not good enough. But then, she starts taking time for self-reflection. She lists her strengths, her creativity, her attention to detail, her ability to connect with emotions through art. She identifies areas where she wants to improve and sets small, achievable goals. She starts practicing gratitude for the opportunity to create and express herself. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She starts believing in her talent and sharing her work with the world. The point is this. Self-reflection isn't about beating yourself up, it's about understanding yourself better, celebrating your strengths, and working through your weaknesses. It's a continuous journey of growth and discovery. So, my friends, I challenge you to make time for self-reflection today. Journal your thoughts, meditate, or simply take a quiet moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what are my goals? What am I grateful for? How can I show up as my best self? Remember, confidence isn't something you find, it's something you build. And the first step is taking that honest look in the mirror. Thanks for tuning in to Athlete's Edge. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a boost of confidence. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep pushing your limits and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.